A group of students at the University of Vermont is finishing up a semester in class where they were encouraged to fail early and often in order to ultimately succeed. VPR's Taylor Dobbs explains.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Get off your phone. If you've ever said that or it's been said to you, then you already know about the problem one group of students was trying to solve.
It affects people of different ages, different genders, different races. It really is a huge problem.
Tomoki Nomura is a student in Eugene Korsunsky's Advanced Design Thinking class. If you're not familiar with design thinking, it's basically a more holistic way of designing stuff. Korsunsky says that instead of deciding to make a certain widget and then building it, design thinking starts by considering the people who might need a new widget.
Design thinking, or human-centered design, which are synonymous phrases, seeks to put the person who's using the system, service, product, whatever, at the center of the process by starting first with, okay, let me just study this person and figure out what their needs are, and then an idea will come out of it.
So Nomura and the other students in his group studied cell phone users, which is just about everybody these days. They noticed what a lot of people notice. Everybody's looking at their phones a lot, and most people don't even like how much they check on their devices. So the students made a little box. The idea is, you sit down for a meal and there's a soundproof, vibration-proof box on the table. Phones go in there, face-to-face conversations ensue. Sam Damphouse was part of the group, and he says it didn't quite work that way.
People liked the idea, but when you just leave a box out on a table, no one really knows what to do with it.
The group's invention wasn't working, but to their instructor, Korsunsky, the project was going exactly as it should.
The other thing that design thinking does really well is focus on prototyping and iteration as a way of learning.
In some ways, you're actually encouraging a lot of failure to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want all of the failure that's ever going to happen in your life as it regards this project to happen as early as possible.
So after their failed sound and vibration-proof box, the group tried a new approach. They labeled the boxes to make their purpose more clear, and they added an incentive. The boxes have cables and a big battery in them, so the phones inside charge while they're not interrupting your meal. In the end, the students found their peers were using the boxes at dining halls, and at least for one meal, being with friends, face to face. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.